bones, I'm alive and glorified. Ain't no rock, let me hear you say it. Ain't no rock. Come on, y'all. Ain't no rock, say. Come on, say. Long as I'm praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise His name as long as I'm alive. Praise the Lord, whoa, as long as I'm alive to glorify. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. As long as I'm alive to glorify, as long as I'm alive, as long as I'm alive, as long as I'm alive to glorify, I'll praise His name. Amen. Aren't you just glad that nothing's going to take away your praise? And how many are glad when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that'll be, amen? When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory, amen? All right, now, come on, get those tambourines out. We come to worship. We come to praise God. Say, when we all get to heaven, what a day. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout. When we all, what a day. Just want to see His face. One more time, when we all, what a day. How many are looking forward to that day when you see the one that you pray about, when you all, put your hands together, come on. The blood of Jesus. Say, oh. but nothing say, nothing, nothing say, nothing say. Y'all mind if I take you to church a little bit? It was the blood, 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 it was the blood. That washed me, that saved me, that kept me along my way. It helped me to get through. It was the blood, it was the blood. What kept you? It was the blood. What held you? It was the blood. Picked you up, turned you around, placed your feet on solid ground. It was the blood. It was the blood. It was the blood. It was the blood. We're singing, oh, precious. That makes me. No other. Can somebody say hallelujah? Amen, amen. How many know that God is worthy to be praised? You know it was the blood that got you to this point where you were at today. Amen. Amen. How many are just thankful for the blood? How many just appreciate the blood of God? When he went to Calvary and he reached down his hand for you, it was just awesome, wasn't it? Amen? Amen, amen. Let's just open our Bibles to Psalms 37. In verse 23. Psalms 37, verse 23. When you have it, say amen. Psalms 37 and verse 23, and we're only going to read this verse. It says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. I just want you to turn to somebody and say, my steps are ordered. One more time, my steps are ordered. Amen. Let's just pray. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, just for your anointing being here. And we ask that as we're here, Lord God, we ask that you just be pleased with our worship, Lord God, and pleased with our praise, Lord. Lord, we know that, Lord, you met us here this morning, Lord, during prayer, Lord God, and your presence was here, Lord, and we just want to carry that presence over into, Lord God, the song service, Lord God, into the ministering of the word, Lord. And Lord God, as Brother Jack made the statement, Lord God, he's a little jealous, Lord God, and I am too, Lord God. When we hear about the meetings that happen over in, Lord, St. Augustine, Lord God, we're glad, Lord God, that you moved there, Lord God, and the power of God just poured down in that place, Lord. But, Lord, we cry out like Samson once more, Lord. Lord, we ask that you just come down and pour down in this place, Lord. May your spirit just flow in each and every person, Lord. Lord, we don't know what individuals are going through, but, Lord God, we know that when you come in, Lord God, you break the chains of bondage, Lord God, and if your people can rise up and praise you, Lord God, they say when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And Lord God, we don't look for, Lord, physical blessings, Lord God, of money or things, but Lord God, we look for a spiritual blessing, Lord God, a releasing of the soul, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you just would really, Lord God, just take control of this service, Lord God, and also, Lord, be with your minister, Brother Joe, Lord, as he comes, Lord, to prepare the word. Lord, we ask that you move him out the way that you may speak to your people, Lord God. May you just come down in a mighty way, Lord God, and just be pleased with everything that you hear, Lord God. May everything, the worship, the music, Lord God, the worship of your people, Lord God, come up as a sweet-smelling savor, Lord, up unto you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And can the church say amen? Can the church say amen? Can you church say amen? Send your anointing, Father, I pray. If you don't mind, Lord, please order me. my steps? What are my steps? Say, what are my steps in your word, dear? Lead me. Oh, Lord, we need it. Father, I pray. Please, what are my steps? Sing with all your heart, order, order my steps. If you can sing that with your hands lifted, eyes closed, just lead me. Send your anointing. Lord, I'm looking. God, we need it. Say, order my steps. Lord, please. I want to walk. I want to walk worthy. My calling, Lord. My calling to please, please. Order my steps. Gonna praise his name. I wanna walk, say, I want to walk each of my steps so long. Good God, order my steps, Lord, and I will do the world is ever changing. Come on, babe.
I need a touch.
touch. I need to be filled, and I need to be changed. So rain down, Lord. Rain down, Lord. Rain down, Lord. How many want to rain? Say rain. Say rain. Say rain. Say fall. Say fall. Oh, rain. Say fall. Oh, rain. Want that rain just to come down and fill your hearts. I don't know about you, but I need to be soaked in God's presence. Amen. Hallelujah. As we just prepare for today's tithes and offering. Holy Spirit, rain. Holy Spirit, rain. Down upon me. Overtake my life. Like a bright light, please come change. What's not like you? I just want a heart. Brother Wisdom, if you will lead us in prayer.
Precious Heavenly Father, we already felt your spirit here, dear Lord God. Thank you for just coming on the scene, dear Lord Jesus. Pray that you bless everyone, dear Lord God. Even those who are able to give and those, oh Lord, we can't, just help them the next time, dear Lord God. We just want to give our lives, first of all, to you, dear Lord. You've been watching over us and keeping us, and we are so thankful. Pray now that you'll bless this offering, dear Lord God, as it comes around, and just be used for the right purpose. Pray you bless the pastor as he brings a message today, something that will help us and himself in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Holy Spirit, reign down upon me. As Brother Joe would prepare to come with a special. Please come and change. What's not like you? I just want a heart like. Holy Spirit, rain. Holy Spirit, rain. Down upon me. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just want to sing the song. Kind of dedicated to my dad this morning, Father's Day. Amen. And hope it's a blessing to you. Song I wrote. So.
Let your spirit come fill this place. Anoint this atmosphere of praise. We've offered up expectations in prayer. Now, Lord, we're expecting you to move in here. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe. I believe the word of God. I believe the word of God. I believe our lives are put on display. Yeah. We're written epistles with a testimony. Lord, we thank you for this message and this word. Oh, yes, we do. And Lord, we're expecting you to help us hold on to the things that we've heard, Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe. How many believe? Oh, I believe the word of God. I believe. If I can get you to stand on your feet and help you say, I believe. Oh, yes, I do. Well, I believe the word of God. I believe. I receive. Oh, well, I receive. If you could raise your hands to the Lord and tell him, I receive the word of God. I receive. Yes, well, I receive. Lord God, I offer up my life to you as a living sacrifice. I receive, yes, I do. The word of God I receive. It's a gift from God to you. Nothing else can compare to you. It's a blessing with your name. On it, yes it is. Oh, it's a gift from God to you. Nothing else. No, it's a blessing, it's a blessing. With your name won't ever lessen. Oh, it's a gift from God to you. Nothing else can compare to you. It's a blessing. With your name won't end. It's a blessing, yes. Oh, it's a blessing. With your name won't end.
Do you believe? Do you believe? We say, I believe on Christ. Keep singing that softly. Amen. How many just want to give the Lord more? More of everything that you have. Amen. Amen. And so many times we give him some, but let's give it all to him. Amen. We ask that this, we pray that this song is a blessing to you. And if you would like, you can put your hands together. And if you get the words, or if you know the song, you can join in with us. Amen.
Lord,
you deserve, you deserve.
give you more.
I 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 give you more.
Yes, Lord.
I give you more.
Yes, Lord.
I give you more.
Everything.
I give you more.
I give you more.
I give you more. I give you more. I give you more. I give you more. I give you more. I give you more.
Heart and soul, my God, take my life, take control, say I
give you every part of me,
this song,
this song I sing, this breath I breathe,
breath, yeah.
I give to you my heart and soul,
take my life,
take my life, take control, I give you every part of me,
this
song,
song
I sing, this breath I breathe,
Lord, I give it.
I give to you my heart and soul.
I give it to you.
Take my life, take
my soul.
I give you more.
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 I give you more. No, I give you more. I give you more.
Use me.
I give you more.
Use me.
I give you more.
Use me.
I give you more. I give you more. I give you more. I give you more, 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 I give you more. I give
put away
you more.
The old things.
I give you more. Oh, I give you more. I give you more.
I
give you more. I give you more.
I
give you more. I give you more. I give you more.
I
give you more.
I will worship you.
I give you more. Oh, I give you more. 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 I give you more.
I give you more.
I give you more.
I give you more.
I give you more. I give you more.
You're the King.
I give you more.
Needs more.
I give you more.
Yeah.
I give you more.
I wanna give.
I wanna give my best.
I wanna
to you.
Do.
I wanna do what you ask me to.
I wanna go.
I wanna go wherever you say.
Say the word.
Say the word, and I'll obey. I want to live a life that's real.
God, I want to serve.
I want to serve you, Lord, for real.
You deserve.
For you deserve,
you deserve all
this and more.
Everything that you give.
So I give you more.
Whoa.
More.
Put my life in
so
your
I
hand.
I give you more.
My God and my King.
More.
I want to give my best.
to you. I wanna do what you ask me to. I wanna go wherever you say. Say the word and I'll obey. I wanna live a life that's real. I wanna serve you, Lord, for real. For you deserve all this and more. So I give you more.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you just tell the Lord, I give you more. I give you more. Praise the Lord. Amen. I hear a drum beat. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many appreciate, amen, the Church of Ocala, Brother Joe Underwood, TLC on last night? We had a real, real good time here on last night. I'm just learning to appreciate all the gifts that God got in his body. Amen. And I'm glad that God did make us all the same. Because if all of us was the same, then 99% of us would not be needed. All right, so thank God that he made us all a little bit different. That we can appreciate each other. Is that right? That sunk in, right? 99% of us would not be needed if we was all the same. Amen. You know, you got to find satisfaction in who God has made you to be. Amen. Brother was saying that last week, say, you know, here you designed to be like somebody else, but they designed to be like you. Why don't you just be happy with who God made you to be? Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. But I tell you, I was telling them, man, they got to doing the little play and the little skit and everything, and boy, every scene was just all right. But I tell you, Tony and David, boy, they had me back there ready to repent, man. Minister, man. Lord, I'm sorry. I want to get right, Lord. That's all right. See, just do it in front of all these people. And I say, man, that's all right, man. Y'all don't know what y'all doing in here. But that was all right. We just really, really enjoyed, you know, everything that was done. And then, you know, it's my thought, I was sitting there, I said, you know, we need to plan New Year's service around something like that. We have a little singing. We have a little preaching. Now, we put the skit on after the preaching, because I know y'all be done fell asleep on the preaching. So we put the skit on after the preaching. Give you something to look forward to. And then after the skit, we'll do a little bit more singing. Amen. We just have a real good New Year's Eve service. See, that's I would love to see something like that done. And amen. We won't have no time limit, 30 minutes for a skit. No, just do what you do. It didn't look like they really had lines to me. It looked like they was kind of freestyling. And it made it even more personal. You know, you a mean woman. Just a mean woman. Boy, she did that thing perfect. Y'all all right with us. Amen. Praise the Lord for it. So I tell you, I don't want to prolong too much time. I want to thank the Lord. I see Brother Mike's mother in service with us on today. God bless you. So good to have you with us. So good to have you with us. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. Amen. God got everything under control. Everything under control. Amen. Sister DeHaiti again. So good to see them. And she brought the rest of the family. Amen. And the precious daughter was here on last night and everything. And, you know, and Sister DeHaiti said, well, I just want to make this a part of my church. I want this to be my church home. Sister, you're welcome here. Amen. You and your family are welcome here. Praise the Lord. We welcome you to Spirit and Truth Tabernacle.
Amen. We thank God for you. You all feel free to fellowship with us. Amen. And I think I got some of y'all to go online and read Brother Richard's poetic words. Amen. And he had another one that he just sent me this morning. And I printed it out, but I left it home. You don't have it with you, do you? You don't? Okay. It was titled Son of Israel. And it was something, you know, written. I'm sorry. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Happy Father's Day. Y'all give the fathers a hand. Amen. Give the fathers a hand. Every daddy deserves it. Y'all be seated. Be seated. Be seated just for a little bit. Amen. But, you know, it was called Son of Israel. And I was thinking, man, Son of Israel. Like, where Brother Richard going to go with this one? So I start working through it, and, man, beautiful words. And then it got to, you know, him making a tribute to his father. And when it got to the end, I realized that his father's name was Israel. And so it's called Son of Israel. I say, my, man, that's all right, man. That's all right. Son of Israel. It's a revelation behind that, you know. You know, so it was real, real good, and I enjoyed reading that, and I was going to read it to all the fathers today, but I'm sorry, I forgot it, you know. Amen. I know y'all brothers will be able to forgive me. I know if I did that to the sisters, I might get tomatoes thrown at me and all kind of stuff, but y'all brothers, y'all be a little impatient with me. But we sure thank God for all the fathers today. Amen. I especially thank God for my father. Here in fellowship and in church, amen, with me, and you know, and I was, we were just exchanging Father's Day thoughts on this morning. He was telling how proud he was of me, but I mean, I can't take the credit. Anything that I am is because of the upbringing that I had, amen. I had a father and a mother that took care of me, amen, and he made me who I am. You know, my daddy is, I mean, I want to grow up and be dependable like he was dependable, faithful like he was faithful. I didn't see beer in my house. My daddy didn't have that. My daddy wasn't bringing home beer and hanging out at night. And my daddy was home, you know, taking care of his family. Went to work every day and come back home at the same time. We didn't have to worry about where daddy was at night. Daddy was at home. See he set a standard. You know, he took us on vacations. He made plans, and you know, even when he probably didn't have the money. And I've seen us go through some times now. Don't get me wrong. I remember the water being shut off one time. I remember that. Daddy didn't have the money, but he had what we call some wherewithal. Amen. He knew how to get things done. And he knew where the switch was. So me and my brother just followed daddy out to the switch. So if it ever happened to me, I know what to do until I can get my money. God is a good God. I just appreciate my daddy. I appreciate my daddy. I thank God for him. Amen. Dearly, I really, really do thank God. And I know I don't say it enough, but I really appreciate him. And I just want to take these few minutes to tell Daddy I appreciate you and I love you, Dad. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know the preacher is ready to come, but now I need to make sure that the Church of Ocala have a special today, a group special. Did y'all have one for this morning? Brother Williams, we call you Brother Tony, but last night we found out it's Brother Williams. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. How many appreciate, amen, these believers from Ocala? He'll come at this time, and then after that, amen, we'll be inviting our precious Brother Joseph Underwood to the pulpit. He's been a dear friend of mine for a number of years. And I remember as a young person just going through, and I always tell this story, but when I was young, just kind of going through, and the enemy just pulling on me in every direction, especially on the job. We used to work together, and Brother Joe just one time, he saw something kind of happening, it wasn't hard to discern, but he saw a little something happening. I was starting to pay a little attention to a young lady on the job that I shouldn't have been paying attention to. Amen. She was not a Christian, but I start paying attention to her. And Brother Joe slipped me a little note, say, "Brother, I'm praying for you. Come on, brother. Come on." That's all he said. Just put that on a little sticky note. I took that sticky note and put it in my heart. So let me get rid of this thing right now, because this is a death trap. Amen. And if I don't watch it, the devil had them clip my hat just like he clipped Samson's. Glory to God. Everybody got a Delilah. Men and women have Delilahs in their life. But you better watch Delilah. Amen. She ain't got your best interest in mind. She worked for somebody else. You thought she loved you, but she working for somebody else. Amen. You ain't got no money to send her shopping, so she working for somebody else to get her money to go shopping. And she'll sell you out in a minute. All right, now. I ain't here to preach. I'm here to just exhort the minister. So Brother Williams, he'll come at this time. He'll share with you. And then our brother Joseph Underwood will be coming to minister to our hearts. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, church. Amen. I'm glad to be in the house, Lord. I'm singing a song called Crucify King. My brother Dave wrote. I would like to dedicate this song to Brother Jack. Just appreciate him for letting us come down this weekend. Amen.
Despised by men, accepted in the hearts you call friends. There you were, standing in the breach for me. And it was your love that died for me. And it was the grace of the crucified King. It was your love that died for me. And it was the grace of the crucified King. The crucified King. My soul is on fire. Your blood has made me whole. There's one thing I desire. Oh, it's your glory to behold. And I will sing of the crucified King. And I will worship for the grace you show me. I will sing of the crucified King, and I will worship you, the crucified King. Your love, your grace, your love, your grace. Down from your glory, you was wrapped in humility. You was born in a stable. But today we call you King. And it was your love that died for me. And it was the grace of the crucified King. It was your love that died for me, and it was the grace of the crucified King. Your love shone for me, your grace shone for me, your love. My soul is on fire. How many souls on fire this morning? Your blood has made me whole. There's one thing I desire. I desire it's your glory to be whole. I will sing of the crucified King. I will worship for the grace you show me. I will sing the crucified King, and I will worship you, the crucified King. Your love, your grace. Can you join it with me? Your love, your grace. How many know it's personal? Amen. Come on. Your grace, your love, your grace, your love, your grace. Down from your glory, you was wrapped in humility. He was born in a stable, but today we call you King.
Amen. Amen. We appreciate that. Let's give God a praise. Let's praise one more. Praise God. Amen. The crucified King. Crucified King. I appreciate the song. Blessing that. For those of you who don't know, that's my son. It's my oldest son, so I appreciate him singing that song for us. I don't know if the musicians know that little song. What is that? Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down. Let your power fall. Amen. Your voice be heard. You can pick it up. I think they can get it. I just want to sing a little bit of that to get from being so nervous. God bless you all this morning. Amen. And you'll think, well, Brother Joe, you've been doing this for a while, so you shouldn't be so nervous, but I'm always nervous when I come up here. But God is in control. Everybody feeling fine? Let's sing that song. Holy Spirit, rain down. Let's see if we can do a little bit of that. Amen. Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down. Oh, comforter and friend, how we need your touch, how we need your touch again. Holy Spirit, rain down, Lord, rain, let your power fall. Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, rain down. Holy Spirit, rain one more time. Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down, Lord. Rain down, Lord. Comforter and King. How we need your touch again. Holy Spirit, rain. Holy Spirit, rain. Rain. Let your power fall. Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy. Spirit, rain down. Oh, let's give God a praise. That's what you want Him to do this morning? You want the Holy Spirit to rain down? Let us pray together. Father God, we thank you this morning. The Spirit's already been poured out, and we've been blessed, God. The song worship has been tremendous, Lord. We thank you for every song.
Lord, every lyric that was sung, Lord, we thank you for the atmosphere of that the people have created, Father, that you can come in here, Lord, and dwell among us. We thank you for that. We know you're in us. We just thank you for this anointed atmosphere this morning. Father, we thank you for the specials that have gone forth, your singers. Lord, what a wonderful job. Gifted men and women, we thank you for those gifts in the body of Christ. The musicians, we give you glory for their skillful playing, for you told us to play skillful on the instruments. And what a fulfillment of scripture that is here in spirit and truth. Father, now as we get ready to approach your word, I personally just want to thank you, Lord, that you could use a little vessel like me. Lord, I'm just a man. I've come to know my full value is less than a dollar. And dust. It's just, I'm not worth much. But having you in my life, Lord, you're so worthy of everything, God. So, Father, I hide myself truly behind your cross. And you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw men unto me. And in this hour, that's all that is important, is drawing people to Christ Jesus. But we know, Lord, we have to lift you up, and you are the Word. And we have to lift the Word up, God. We have to give the people the Word. That's lifting you up that they can see who you are, God, especially in this age and time we live in. So, Father, take your Word and speak it to our hearts. And may all be blessed who has a listening ear to receive what the Spirit has to say to the church. That being as sick among us, may even before the sermon is finished, may they be healed. I believe in healing, and I know you are a healer, God. If there be anyone distraught or distressed or having hard times and struggles in life, Lord, may they receive a revelation, an anointing on their faith that Christ can't fail. Hallelujah. You can't fail because your word is already declared what you're capable of, Lord. You'll supply all the needs. We thank you, Father, for these great things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray and we thank you for this beautiful ministry and the pastor and his wife and family who made this possible for us here this morning. I thank you for the Ocala family of God Tabernacle, those who are represented here this morning. We thank you for giving them, Lord God, the ability and the finance to travel, come down here, be a part of this weekend. We thank you for providing for all of us, God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Before I read the word, you can be seated. I just want to acknowledge something first, and I'll go into the word. I know you know we're living in this season, time. We're in the end time, amen? And I just wanted to thank each and every one who played a part in helping us last night with the Total Life Commitment Ministry presentation, and we call it that. Brother Jack was helping with the sound, and I saw the other people back there, and we were having to pray for the sound equipment, amen. You had to pray for sound equipment in this hour, amen. The devil loves to try to attack it, amen. But we thank God that he worked everything out last night, and I want to just appreciate the young people from Family of God Tabernacle. They did a wonderful job. I was impressed with them. I wanted them to know how much I appreciate them. They're members in the church. Thank them. Thank each and every one of you who were praying for us and who supported the ministry financially and your giving. God bless you all. I'm grateful for all these things. Keep us in your prayers in Ocala, Florida. We need it. We're believing God for some things there. We're still working on our church project, our building project. And we're trusting that the Lord will provide the funds needed for that. But I'm just so happy to be here. I want to thank God for having Brother Jack to allow me the opportunity to stand before you and to share the word of God. I consider that a great honor and privilege for him to have the confidence to do just that. I want to thank God also for my wife who's been standing with me in ministry. We've been married 22 years or 23, maybe 24. I forget. Amen. I'd rather be high than low, amen. So I thank God that he gave us that, and she's been a blessing to my life and a real jewel, a real fulfillment of Proverbs 30. I thank God for her. She's such a tremendous blessing. And thank God for my children. And I know it's Father's Day, and I just thank God that I can be called a dad. You know, that he blessed me with some beautiful children who was gifted serving God and loving God with all their hearts. I appreciate them. I'm trying to find my baby girl in the audience. I ain't spotted her yet, but she's back there. Amen. Now I'm happy. Now I can preach. I'm sorry, y'all. I, you know, Some people just give you that confidence that you can go on. She's a sweet girl. I thank God for her. But anyhow, I thank God for the bride of Christ. Yeah. Sister Evelyn, I didn't even know you was here. God bless you. Amen. Sister from our church there. Good to have Sister Evelyn here. Sister Oakley, Lexi, thank you for coming down. Amen. It's good to have them. And Brother Jack, I see God has blessed the little church here. And I'm sure y'all are happy to be part of Spirit and Truth. You have a wonderful pastor, a real servant of God, dedicated. He has a life, man. Brother Jackie has been friends for so many years, and I thank God for that. And Sister Erica and Tina and all the beautiful people here, they sung so wonderfully last night. And I've been praying they let me join the choir because I miss it. We used to sing together, and brother, they just blessed me. Y'all blessed me last night. Keep singing, Sister Tina. She knew I love her. Amen. She's so special. We thank God for them. And I just want to appreciate them. They deserve to be appreciated. And each and every one of you, if there's any ministers here, God bless you, my brothers and your wives. You're present here this morning. I'm going to get ready to turn my attention to the Word and have you stand with me. But you know, ministers have to get that nervousness off. We don't get that nervousness off of us, but we'll be a wreck. So y'all bear with me a moment and pray for me. And we'll just trust the Lord bless us this morning with the Word, because we're in a day and time. And God has been revealing to us why we're in the season that we're in. You know, we look at things. We know the world spoke of a recession. They claim we're out of it and all these things. That's fine. But see, the Scripture have already spoken that these times would come, that there would be a squeezing time come, that there would be a time of famine come. And it won't be for food. It'll be for the Word of God. And so we see all these things really come before us in this hour. So maybe this morning, Lord might want to share a little bit of that with us. We'll see how he leads us. But if you would turn with me to Isaiah chapter 29, and we'll read over in the book of Romans also and see where the Lord would take our hearts this morning. Isaiah 29, and we'll start reading at verse 9. It says, verse 9, "Stay yourselves and wonder, cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and has closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, has he covered." Now, that's the prophets that they were following, the religious leaders of that time. All of them are blind. All of them, God has allowed to go into this deep sleep. Okay? All right, verse 11. "And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men delivered to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he said, I am not learned. Verse 13, "Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of men." My God. Let's go over to Romans in chapter 13. And we have a few more verses to read in Isaiah, but I just want to stop at that point right there. Romans 13, verse 11 says. I also want to read from Romans 11 chapter, but I'll pick that up as we go into the sermon a little bit. Romans 13, 11 says, through 14, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." May the Lord bless your hearts. You can be seated. And, you know, I like to just recap back over in Isaiah. It's just how I was feeling led to do this. Hear clearly, in Isaiah chapter 29. I believe he is speaking prophetically about this very day. I believe God was using Isaiah, even though addressing Israel at the time. I believe this portion of scripture was prophetic as it relates to our day where we are now, this day and the hour that we live in. And so verse 12 there gives us a picture of a dispensation or an age when both the learned and the unlearned would have the book in their hands and cannot correctly understand it, because there is a deep sleep placed over them.
Right.
They will become spiritually blind to their day and their message.
Amen.
And they will not be able to recognize it, stumbling over the simplicity of the Word of God. Yet they will speak of God and praise Him and worship Him, but the life of the Word itself will not be there as it should now, because they are asleep, drunken, and they also desensitized.
Come on. Right.
Desensitized to hearing from God through a vindicated prophet, because Isaiah spoke for God. He spoke for God. Verse 13, if people drawing near to him with their worship and their praise, but they cannot hold the revealed truth in their hearts. They love not the word, but they are taught by men the precepts or the way of worshiping God. Yes, and this is important, because God is trying to show us something here. And if I could just stay with this thought of the deep sleep for just a little bit here, and see how the Lord would take us. But men taught them how to fear God, but not in the fear of the wisdom of God that brings divine revelation to them and revealing to them the holiness of God, the perfection of God, the full honor and glory that God is and what He requires. They didn't take them into that. They didn't take them deep enough because they were in a deep sleep. We were created to worship God.
Amen.
In spirit, yes, in spirit, but also in truth.
Amen.
Not in vain worship now, but in truth and understanding who we're worshiping and why we worship Him and the way we should worship Him.
Yeah.
Because singing in the church and singing worship song is not the only form of worship.
Yes, sir.
You worship God with your life, how you live. How you present yourself is all a form of your worship to God. But Isaiah is describing a people who is in a slumber, and they don't even know they're in a slumber. God sent you the Holy Ghost as the inside teacher. So you will know what the outside teachers are teaching you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
That's what the message is here for, to give correct revelation.
Yep. Amen.
And when you have the Holy Ghost inside of you, you'll know that the Holy Ghost is the one that's teaching you through this message.
Amen.
If it's there.
Glory.
And even if it's not there, there'll be a witness in you that that's got to be the voice of God.
Amen.
Because He said last night, you know, that God put a gene of Himself inside of all His children.
Right.
Otherwise, He can't be your father.
Right.
He can't be your father if there's no gene. Way to identify that you're His son or daughter. Because every father, every child comes out of the father as a seed. Is that right?
Right.
And you know, we know the prophet said that. But anyhow, let me stay with my thought here. Also in verse 13, let me finish reading verse 14. Therefore, behold, I proceed to do a marvelous work among this people. Even a marvelous work, Isaiah 29. A marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works as are in the dark. And they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Praise the Lord. Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say unto him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say unto him that framed it, it had no understanding? What? Isaiah speaking a word, isn't he? But in verse 15, these men are the reason people are put to sleep. When it says that God poured out a deep sleep upon them, it's not like a man who go to sleep and he just don't seem to know how to wake himself up, naturally speaking. He's just so sleepy. And, you know, we've all been there. So sleepy that you can touch us and we'll mumble, but we ain't coming out. We're not coming out. You can set the alarm. The snooze, you know, we're not coming out of that. We into that thing real good. Amen. But that's not what the sleep God is talking about. Because first of all, sleep is an unconsciousness. It's an unconsciousness. So when God, say, poured out a deep sleep upon them, they are unconscious or unaware of something that God is doing and cannot see it and cannot catch it. Now, I'm not probably speaking against any man's church, but or any man or any woman, but there is a system that I can speak against because, you know, we want to make sure that we understand what God is saying. And the systems have put the world to sleep, the church world and the global world. And that is why today God is revealing that the bride, in case I didn't give my title, the awakening of the bride. She has to be awakened. And it's going to take God himself to speak to her to wake her up.
Come on, preacher.
Systems of man, they're good. They can teach you something, but they can't wake the bride really up with that.
Amen,
when we're talking about awakenings, we're not talking about just shaking somebody out of a natural sleep, but we're talking about a conscious state and a spiritual awareness of where we're supposed to be in this hour. And the voice of God who is going to take us into the rapture and give us rapture and faith. We got to be awakened to that. This is important. Awakening the bride. Because see, when you see the conditions of the church systems and when you can see the conditions of the world, you can really understand the Bible better. And you can certainly believe this message because it is showing, it is just making it clear.
Amen.
We thank God for that. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. And see, and you can see where the bride is placed according to God's plan for this church age we're living in right now.
Right.
You can see where we're supposed to be. Just by what's going on around us every day. If you got just the smallest little bit of understanding of this message, it'll show you where the bride's supposed to be. Just you can just look at what's happening around. You can see the signs of the time.
Yeah.
So anyhow, the opening of the eyes, the spiritual understanding is what I'm trying to get to because some are in a deep sleep. But there is a Gentile that God is speaking to today.
Right.
And he's opening her eyes
Amen.
To his word.
Amen.
We'll talk about that again. I want to be about 10 more minutes. Y'all really pray for me because this is a serious sermon, Brother Jackie. I didn't know I was going to preach this. I was driving down here in my truck and the Lord dropped a thought in my heart and kind of led me this way. But anyhow, the prophet said this, for those of us who know the message, that it will take those seven thunders to wake her up again. I don't care what else is going forth. She will not wake up until she hear the seven thunders preach. Or the prophet told a lie. And I believe God directed his mouth and gave that to him in his heart as a direct thus saith the Lord. It will take the seven thunders to wake up this bride in his hour. That's what he said. Only the thunders can wake this bride up.
That's right.
The voices from the word bringing forth the
Amen.
Life of Christ
yes, sir.
In the bride. Not a system of belief. Now, I'm not talking about that.
Come on. Amen.
I'm talking about the spirit life of the word.
Yes, sir.
Truly, and I say this with respect to all of them, they're not capable or able to bring forth a bride in the system.
Amen.
They can't. Because they formed They caught a revelation. They formed a system around it. And some of them even teach and preach about the very thing God has manifested on the earth to them through the prophet's message and ministry, and they still rejected it. Yet they preached about it and talked about it, and when it came on the scene, just like when Jesus came on the scene, the very thing that the scribes of the Pharisees and Sadducees were talking about and teaching the people came on the scene, and they still rejected it because it didn't come through their tradition. It didn't come through their system of belief. So they rejected it, and not only did they rejected it, they kept on looking for another Messiah to come. Kept on looking for a Messiah. Killed the one that was to come and was looking for one that won't ever come. I thank God that Paul told us to put on the whole armor of God in Ephesians 6. Armor is for protection. Is that right? He said put on the whole armor of God. Is that right? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The deception, the voices. They say, you know we're living in the mind age, right? The prophet said you can't go no further than the head. You know that, right? So we're living in the mind age, the age of intelligent information is everywhere. If you wanted to, you can perhaps get on the internet, and there are so many preachers there preaching, you wouldn't know who to listen to. Oh, I like him. You go to the next one. Oh, no, I really like him. You go there. Oh, I like him. Oh, I like him. But ain't none of them produced a bride yet. Amen. They can produce a motivational speech that'll make you jump up and touch the ceiling. Amen.
Come on, brother.
They'll get you so excited you'll think that, man, I'm broke, but tomorrow I'm going to be a millionaire. They can generate such a belief in you through motivation that you'll believe you can outrun a chariot, and in our day you'll outrun a Cadillac with 400 horsepower. They'll give you that faith. But that's not producing a bride. Motivation is fine. Good sermons that'll light you up and get you excited. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's not the word for the bride in this hour. Don't get me wrong. I like sermons that encourage me to believe God, especially for my finance and needs in my personal life. I thank God for that. But I'm trying to catch the rapture, y'all. I'm trying to go. I want rapture in faith. I want to go in the rapture. I don't just want a good motivational speech. Thank God for them. They do a good job with that. But the bride must hear direct from God. The bride must hear the fullness of the word of God so she can come to, if you're gonna come to full maturity, you have to have the fullness of the word. All right? That which is in part has to be done away with when that which is perfect has come. Is that right? All right. So we don't want a partial truth. We want to know what God is saying to us in this hour. Let me try to move a little faster here. Lord, help me. Anyhow, Paul said put on the whole armor of God. Armor is used for protection, to protect the body. Is that right? And this man that he was describing was covered from head to toe. He had on all the armor that he needed. He was fully dressed, fully equipped, and he was fully prepared. This man was ready. And let me tell you something. The sword was a part of the armor. He didn't set the sword outside as just a weapon only. He said put on the whole armor of God, and he included the sword, which is the word of God, as part of the armor. Oh, you got to have the word in you.
Amen.
Not just in your mind. This revelation of truth got to be in your heart. Why? Because it brings the seed of faith. It causes the seed of faith to mature is what it's doing. That the seed's already in there.
Amen.
It was in there before you were conceived in mother's womb.
Yes, sir. My God.
See, the thing I like about God, God's so perfect. When he predestinated you, he made sure you can't fail.
Amen.
To come to perfection.
Right.
I don't care if you was a chief sinner like Paul claimed he was. He said, I'm a chief of sinners. But look how much word he wrote.
Amen.
We're preaching what Paul preached today, a chief sinner.
Right.
Praise God. I'm trying to tell you, your sinful past can't stop predestination.
Yeah.
I don't care what you've done and how many times you've done it. If that seed of life is in there, you're going to hear this message. You're going to recognize God. And you're going to come to perfection in Christ. You've got to come to perfection.
Amen.
So, well, I hear what you're saying, but, I don't know. And I've done some bad stuff. Well, you're in the room with a whole lot of folks who've done some bad stuff. Bad stuff can't stop me from being called the Son of God. I don't care. I've been a good boy all my life, but I thank God when I heard the voice of God and God told me my sins were forgiven, I accepted that. I argued with God. Matter of fact, I needed to hear somebody tell me that. I was glad. I'm forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. Because there's some people that won't ever forgive you. Some people won't ever forgive you. But thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. And what I like about it, Pastor Jack, is not only do God forgive you, but he clean you up, raise you up, fully dress you, fully equip you, and fully prepares you for a battle you don't even have to fight. It's like God dressed you up just to look good in the army. Because he's the one fighting for you. I just want to put you on display. I just want you to look like a warrior. I want you to act like a warrior. I want you to shout like a warrior. I want you to be on fire like a warrior. But I will fight your battle. God is good. Clean up a sinner and make him a saint. That's a miracle. That God can take something so filthy and dirty and clean it up and somebody look at it and say, I didn't know that was you. I didn't know that was in you. I didn't know you were capable of that. I didn't even see that in you, but God saw it in me. See, we don't see ourselves yet. We don't see what we really are yet in God. We don't see that real person who we are on the inside. Praise God. But here, Paul's put on the whole armor of God. Amen. I like that because the word, being part of the armor, protects the soul. So when the word is there, that's what about the soul that's sin. Sin is unbelief. When you got that sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, it's protecting it. You won't let the wrong thing in there. We've risen so high above deception, you can't be seen as that. Not when you've heard this truth, you can't be deceived by another sister. I don't care how they come, which angle they come at. Praise God. Why? Because God's revealed to you who you really are. Mm-mm. Praise the Lord. Thank God that the word is part of the armor. Amen. Praise God. God is good. I'm going to try not to be much longer, but I just feel an anointing in here, and I just, God is just leading me this way. I want to get somewhere else, but if I can't get past the deep sleep thought, y'all just pray for me. Amen. We'll maybe come back or whatever, but I believe God is bringing the word to spirit life now. Even in the message, the word has to become life. It can't just be something we shout over and rejoice for. It has to become living.
Yes, sir.
And I believe we're living this word. Amen.
Amen.
I believe it's being manifested right now in this hour. And I'm about to share something with you in a moment. And I hope that it's a blessing to you. But before I get there, I thank God that there are true worshipers that have a revelation of why they worship God. And that's why I can appreciate the name of this church, Spirit and Truth, because it's a great name for a church. We worship God in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
And Brother Jackie told me how he come about naming that, and he shared this many years ago, of course. And I thought, well, that's pretty good. Well thought out, well given by God and everything like that. And anyone who comes here, you ought to just know you stepped in a spirit and truth atmosphere. Amen.
Amen.
Don't they have some good worship in here? I ain't trying to take away from the sermon, but boy, I know some truth coming forth in here. But anyhow, it's not Pastor Jackie.
Yes, sir.
It's the Holy Spirit doing it. It's the Holy Spirit moving in here among you, making sure you get properly fed. We got to eat.
That's right.
We got to eat.
All
right. But I want to eat right.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to get off the sermon a little bit, but you know what? You know, we be talking about eating. And, you know, we all need to eat right. Y'all know that, right?
You in there.
I think I'm about to not say what I have in my mind, but we all got to eat right. God is good. Lord, I just want to keep the audience happy. I don't want nobody to get the wrong thing what I'm about to say. But I know y'all mature Christians. Y'all love the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We got to eat, Lord. I hope you're eating right now. I'm gonna leave it right there. Praise the Lord. I know my wife praying for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. But the word has got to come to Holy Spirit life. God wants us to live what has been revealed to us.
Amen.
Not just say, well, I got the dress code together. Yes. I got that.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
See, there's more of the word than just dressing right.
Amen.
More to the word than just worshiping right and having a quality of anointing in your service. That's great. But we have a lot more to fulfill than that. We are the sons and daughters of God. And to be a son and daughter of God, that's a commission given to you. Because you cannot just be a son and do nothing. He calls you to be a son for a purpose. And as a third pool ministry has to come forth, and there has to be a third pool manifestation in the third pool season.
Yes, sir.
Both men and women.
Yes,
maybe we can touch it. How long have I been up here, Brother Jack? I'm trying to. Yes, all right. Y'all love the Lord?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit life from the voices of thunders that God has already spoken, revealed to us. Amen. The revelation of the seals unfolding the mystery of Jesus Christ, unfolding the mystery of God. And I thank God that my name was under that seven seal.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Your name was under the seven seal. When it was opened, it revealed your name. It was a thunder that revealed your name, who you are in God. And aren't you glad you saw your name? And so sometimes people don't get that. I didn't see my name in the Bible. I'm not talking about like Susie Q and all that. When you get a revelation of what God is saying in this hour,
yeah,
you identify with that. That's seeing your name.
Yeah.
He's talking to me.
Yeah.
That's my word. That's my message.
Yeah.
That's seeing your name.
Because
you can identify that. Thank you, God, for that. And you can go all the way back to when I was in my Baptist church. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind.
Uh-huh.
But now I see.
Hallelujah. Right.
Now I see.
Amen.
I see my name. But thank God, God had to bring a seven church age.
Yes, sir.
As remember, there were seven watches.
Uh-huh.
Oh, right. Oh, Lord. If we go there, Lord, help me, Jesus. Praise God. I just want to say something, but
amen.
Praise God is good. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You love him?
Amen.
I thank God my boxcar is locked and sealed. I know where I'm going. I'm headed for that destination, and so are you. Ain't nothing can stop you. Nobody can open that up. God, seal this bride. She's sealed in. And praise God. Turn with me. Let's read. I want to go back to Romans chapter 11 real quick. I want to read something. I'm going to try to do this real fast. Praise God. I want you to see something here. Romans chapter 11, and I'm going to try to move this real quick. Paul's saying here in verse 1, I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. But I also am an Israelite, and he's speaking to Israel, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. What the scripture says of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. And remember Elijah there? He was hiding in the cave. Or God said, oh, no. Watch what the next verse say. He says here, but what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal.
Right.
Now that was the remnant of the Jews right there. Elected, and God said, I got 7,000 that ain't bowed their knees to serve Baal.
Yeah.
Watch now. He's trying to encourage Israel that they still have a promise. But watch here. Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Okay, I'll keep reading that here. Y'all pardon me. I'm reading under the light because I don't have my glasses on. Ain't that old. I just, you know. Let's stay in the spirit here. But he says, oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Even so, then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it is via works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, works is no more works. We'll get that in a minute. What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election has obtained it, and the rest were blinded. You mean this is only for the elect of God to see it, and the rest is blind from it? This stuff, this is written in the Word for a reason, and it's for you and I to hear, and God used his prophet to point us out that he's saying, because I had no idea, so I heard God's prophet preach this. God's election grace.
Come on now.
He chose you by his own election. That's why, you know, some people can hear this message and say, no, that man just called me a vulture. Someone else can hear, say, over there, he called me an eagle. What was the difference? One was elected to receive, the other was blind and cannot see. Thank God that he opened up our eyes. Amen. I'm going to try to rush you. Something else I want to get to here. Let me skip down here. Let me read verse 9. And David said, let their tables be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their backs always. Say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles to provoke them to jealousy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God has switched it over to you and I. What did he switch over? What has he given us that Israel, that portion of Israel, were not worthy of? Because you see, throughout all the dispensations and ages and things, we got someone here on the backboard there, God sent messengers to preach the word. And in that age, they were speaking the word, hopefully, to everyone as believers, but there was only an elected group in each age that would capture and hear the word of God and hold to the word of God, and others would not come to it. Is that right? Okay. All right. Verse 12. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, and as much as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify my own office. And verse 25, for I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. So now we're in the Gentile dispensation. To clearly point that out, we're up under that. We're in it right now in this seventh church age. Yes, and God was so perfect at what he was doing that he said, I'm not only just going to identify it as a seventh church age, but I'm going to identify it as the seven seals. Right. Come on. And those seven seals, now remember, they placed the men, placed the book in the hand of the most learned of that age back there we read in Isaiah 29, right? And put in their hands and they said, and it was a dream, actually, and God was just typing something out, except for their vision. He said before that, he said their dream is like a man who dreams. He's very thirsty, and he dreams he has a drink of water, but when he wakes up, he's still thirsty, and there's no drink for him. But here, I like what God did right here, because when he took this book that we're talking about today, we know this book is not only is it open, but the seal is open on the book too. And when he placed this book in the hands of his prophet, he didn't say, I can't read it. No, because God said, you don't have to worry about reading it. I'm going to read the book for you. I'm going to reveal what's in the book. So in our day, God put the hand in our book. We can read the book. We can see what's in the book. Is that right?
Right.
Even though it was a sealed book, God has opened up that seal and we can read this book. Why? Because we're that Gentile, called out elect group that God has opened our eyes. We're not asleep. The bride is awakening in his hour. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Now when the book is placed in your hand, you say, oh, I can read that book. Young people too. You can read the book now. It ain't confusing to you. Unless you want it to be, I can't understand now. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. God open up anyone's understanding to his truth. Amen. Isn't it good? Amen. Well, praise God. Did I finish reading that? I think I finished reading that. God was revealing why Israel was put into a slumber and the blindness come over them. There in the Romans 11, 1 through 10. He was revealing to them that. But God had hid that seed of election there in a remnant of Israel. They have a remnant. God's coming back to them. But this is the Gentile dispensation of grace. That's where we're at today. Israel was blinded spiritually. They couldn't recognize Elijah at the end of the Old Testament, which was John the Baptist. They couldn't recognize him. So Jesus asked them, what went you out to see? A man unstable in his doctrines and changing from one day to the next, don't know what he's believing. What were you looking for? Praise the Lord. Jesus said he was more than a prophet.
That's right.
He was the forerunner
Amen.
Of my coming.
Amen.
And I thank God.
Amen.
He's raising up some people that's forerunning the second coming of Christ right
Amen.
Now.
Hallelujah.
I'm the Elijah generation.
Yes, sir, bro.
Amen. He didn't know that that's what you are. We're that Elijah generation. Rising up.
Glory.
Forerunning the second coming of Christ. I didn't say we was the prophet. We're just a bride from
Amen.
Under the message.
Amen.
It's bringing forth the life of the message
Amen.
Of the prophet.
Amen.
And that message in us is forerunning this second coming. Brother Branham gone.
Amen. That's right. That's
and, the Jews at that time, they didn't know that Elijah had already come and gone.
Amen.
And some people today still don't know Elijah's come and gone.
Amen.
Some think he's still coming back. Some think he's coming back. No, he's gone. You are the ones
Amen.
That will forerun the second coming of Christ. Not preach a new message, but live that message out. Because if the prophet went off the scene, he was supposed to forerun the second coming of Christ. You would think before he died or right at his death, Christ would have came. But God had to put a word in a bride.
Amen.
He had to bring a bride to the manifestation and the maturity of his word.
Amen.
So you're now forerunning the second coming.
Amen.
That's why we have to get it right. We have to live it out. So we're living what Brother Brandon said? No, we're living what the Bible says.
Right.
He preached Jesus to this bride.
Amen.
And only Jesus.
Amen.
But he brought out the revelation of truth, the mysteries of God.
Amen.
We have to give honor and respect to that.
That's right.
And we should want to thank God for his prophet.
Amen.
Thank God for Brother Brandon. I thank God for him now.
Amen.
But I'm excited about the bride now.
Amen.
I'm excited about what my ministry is now before Christ comes. We have a ministry to fulfill, but the bride has got to be awakened to her place in Christ. Know who she is in God. Isn't that the truth?
Amen.
But anyhow, they had missed John the Baptist over there at Matthew 17. Jesus said, but Elijah's already come. He already come. But then you always said, but yes, Elijah will come. He'll restore all things. That's speaking of all day, then. But before he told them, oh, y'all done had y'all Elijah. I'm already on the scene now. He's already come. But there's going to be another coming of Elijah.
Amen.
Now he was speaking to you and I then. Don't miss his coming.
My.
He's already come. And he's gone. But what did he leave us? The revealed word of God.
Right.
The revealed word of God. See, it takes a real cult man to be able to tell. Forget the man you John spoke to and said, that's your brother's wife. Get the man's name. Yeah, Herod. You don't supposed to have her. That was a prophet said that. In other words, he was trying to show you, oh, no. That ain't the bride God is calling for in this hour. That's the wrong bride.
Amen.
That ain't the system of belief God wants his people in.
Right. Exactly right.
They were setting the wrong example. But they thought it was right. Now, some weak preacher was, oh, that's fine. They look good together. Y'all go better than the other. Yeah, you look better together than him and her. Y'all look better together.
Come on.
Compromise.
Come on.
But not John.
Yes.
That Elijah said that is wrong for you to have her.
Amen.
That is the wrong revelation.
Amen.
Oh, but she got so upset. She goes, oh, we got to kill that prophet. We got to kill the influence of that message. We got to stop that voice.
Jesus.
We got to stop that message from going forth. So they'll plant stuff on the internet anywhere they can. Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. Say that the cloud was made from thorns. Some rocket ship went in the sky. That'll kill it. That'll not. And some people backslid over that too, by the way. But not the elect of God. Because you can't tell me Jesus was not in the cloud. I see him. If Thor made it, God used it. And Jesus said, I'll be in there. I'm still in the cloud. You can't deceive this bride. She's risen high above all deception. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. They tried to kill the influence because she didn't like what John said. When you get into people's intimate area, people's spiritual belief, oh, you touch a sore spot then. Oh, I don't see nothing wrong with this. What's wrong with that? I ain't coming. I ain't going to that church. They preaching some crazy stuff. No. You don't belong with that man. Whoever taught you that, God trying to separate you, that's wrong. He's trying to put you with the right husband. Put you where you belong in righteousness. Right, church? But anyhow, okay, I'll take just 5 more minutes. And we'll let you go home. Anyhow, Jesus, right there on the scene, Matthew 17, and he told them they missed John. And there he was on the scene, the word veiled behind flesh, and they were still in a deep sleep. A deep sleep to the book and the manifestation of the book. They were still sleeping. They didn't recognize that the book was right in front of them. It was a manifestation. Christ was the word, the very word that all the prophets spoke about. The very word that Isaiah prophesied about. Virgin shall conceive, bring forth a child. Y'all know that, right? The branch and all these different things that were spoken concerning the Messiah. Here he is right before them, the book open, and they still couldn't see it. Here we are in our day. The book is open. The seven sealed book is open. And some still don't quite see it, but that don't mean the book is not open. It's still open. Is that right? We thank God. And I pray that whoever's in the elect seat, that they'll come to know that God has fully revealed his word. He didn't do it through me. He did it through a prophet. That he himself raised up and vindicated to be the one to do what? Just speak for God. He didn't give us some new occult craziness. He gave us the simplicity of God. But boy, didn't he open up the mysteries. He said the seventh angel will wake up the bride. What is the seventh thunder? Revelation 10, verse 4. Seventh thunder under their voices. And no one knew what that was. God said, I'm going to hide that for them. I'm going to put them in a deep sleep. They won't even figure that out. Because right? All they're going to do is commercialize it anyway. Make a big denomination, form some kind of system around it. God said, this is a revelation for the bride. We let the prophet catch that. Prophet caught that revelation. Preached it out. What did he call the bride? What do you think we gather here today? So, oh, but this is not much. This ain't no comparison to Joel's church. Your eyes can't clearly be open because this got Joel's church beat by a million miles. I heard one preacher say, I'd rather have a church with 4 or 5 believers than a church with hundreds of thousands of members. All of them got the devil in them. Can't even get them converted. Can't get them to come to the truth of the word. Says I'm like, oh, keep yourself pure and clean and holy for Jesus Christ. Oh, I don't believe all that nonsense, preacher. See? Get up there and drill. Get up there, God bless his heart, and go up there and preach a message like that. Jesus Christ, bring the word to the bride. He'll go from 28,000 people to about 28, but he'll have a true bride church in there. Then. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. What is God doing? He's only trying to call out his elect bride of this day. He's only waking up the bride. And let me read this before my time is good. I have enough time here. Let me read something to you. Amen. Help me, Jesus. The very thing that the Jews and the religious leaders of the day of Jesus Christ was teaching had become manifested right before them. He was standing there. The word made manifest. Is that right? And they were rejecting him because they didn't like the way he came. They couldn't get with him because he was not trying to join a certain system or whatever. He just kept himself as the Lord Jesus would. Amen. For the people. Is that right? And just like today, we're trying to, Elijah's come and gone, and now the Holy Spirit is leading the church. Is that correct? The Holy Spirit is leading the church. As a matter of fact, Joseph, over there in Genesis 41, I believe it is, or 42, Joseph had become adopted by Pharaoh. And when he was adopted, he was given a new name, Zaphnath-Paaneah. That was his adopted name. He had to have a new name to go with his adoption. Yes, and then God positionally placed him and gave him the right revelation of the dream of Pharaoh's word, Pharaoh's dream. And what did he do? He went forth in his adopted position and he took the 7 years of famine before they came. He took the 7 years of plenty and stored up food. Why? Because he knew the 7 years of famine was coming. It had been revealed. Is that right? So there was Joseph. But then when the 7 years of famine came, because then the 7 years of plenty, he sealed up the stored up food. It was sealed and put away. But then when famine came, it has been an unsealing of the stored up food. An unsealing of the stored up food. Ooh, when the famine came. Now the prophet was on the scene preaching the word, and they didn't think they were in a famine. because he was now then preaching the message. And all the messages had not been preached yet that God wanted the bride to have recorded to hear. So that wasn't a great, great famine, but there was a famine being introduced to. That's why the message was coming on the scene. It was being stored up. But Joseph is a perfect type of Christ, right? Amen. His young life coming up, his brothers hated him without a cause, sold for silver, everything, put in prison, all these different things like that. That's the truth. Stored up the food. Then there came the famine where he had to unseal the food. Yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for Joseph today. Joseph is here, y'all. Not me. I'm talking about Christ right now. Amen. The Holy Spirit that used the prophet to reveal all this word kept it on tape. Yes. It was stored up, right? Yes, but there has to be an unsealing of the stored up food. There's your fivefold ministry now. Yes, sir. The Holy Spirit comes in fivefold ministry. And they begin to go forth because they wanted the fivefold ministry with the prophet now. So God comes and veiled himself in them. And what do he use them to do? Preach the message. Right. What are they doing? They're giving you food. Amen. Because we're in a famineist age.
That's right. That's right.
You're in a famine. It's all over the place. Amen. Where is it at? It's everywhere. Amen. I don't want to say anything out of order, but it's everywhere. So what God does is raise up a fivefold ministry in this hour.
Right.
That'll take that stored up food and say, give it out.
Amen.
But they got to have Joseph's seed in them.
Yeah. Right, right. That's it. Yeah.
They got to have that spirit of Christ on the inside of them to know how to feed the people. Because Joseph didn't just say, here, get bucket loads. He said, no, I'm going to give you a sack. Uh-huh. This is a measure for you. Now you go. But the thing I like about it, he fed the entire world.
Yeah.
This message went around the world 7 times.
Yeah.
And now it's going around the world again and again and again and again. In the bride. Same word, same food. Is that right?
Yeah.
Being released by a fivefold ministry today. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What is it? The brother Jack come here and he'll serve your sermon or whatever he preach on. He gives you that. What is that? He unsealed the stored up food and gave you some more of it.
Amen.
Even though Brother Brandon unsealed it, unfolded the mystery, caught the revelation, yeah. But he stored up some food for you and I can eat.
Because
he knew when I go off the scene, he said these tapes will still be played long after I'm gone.
Right.
What was he telling you? It'll still be unfolding in the end time.
Yeah.
You can't stop the voice.
Yes, sir.
You can't quiet it down.
Because yes,
if they shut all the tape recording system down, it'll be in the bride. Because the bride will have, thus saith the Lord. What will she do? She'll unseal it. Because it's sealed in the bride. And she'll unseal it and keep giving it out.
Oh,
praise be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Well, that's the truth. That's the word of God. And I'm going to finish here. Right here, I'm going to cut off because of the series. If I go in the next 8 pages, y'all wouldn't love me as much as you do now. Because you can wear people out. But God is good. But I can't go into that. I can't just quote. I want to read. Can I read you just a little quotation here? Remember last night I read you Psalm 33, verse 19. He will deliver your soul from death and keep you alive in famine. He'll deliver your soul from death. That means he has to keep you from dying. That's why you got to know where you're going and where you're being fed. And I know sometimes we do. This is simple. I'm preaching maybe on a higher level than probably what needs to be. But God is trying to bring us out of sin. Sin is unbelief. We do things because we haven't fully come to the revelation of what God really requires of us. We don't have a revelation of the full revelation of the word. It's not that we're bad people. It's trying to reject God and all that. There are some elect seeds, even in the world right now. They just need someone to tell them about Jesus. With the correct revelation of him. So that they don't come in somebody's church and think it's still okay to do things they were doing in the world, just convert it over into Jesus style. No. A nature change. If your nature ain't changed, then you're not saved yet. God requires a nature change. 2 Corinthians 5:17, I believe, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old thing, now we have to deal. I remember I used to hear that scripture when I was a teenager. A preacher, he quoted. I ain't know what he meant, really. It just sound convicting. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Hallelujah. I said, all things. You mean I got to stop doing? I like that music. I'm holy and doing my little teenage dance on Sundays. But boys, when I get there, ready for the world, new edition of Michael Jackson, they get me. But did you really mean what you was doing in church? I done forgot about the sermon and everything else. All I knew is when I pressed play, It had nothing to do with the word. I couldn't help it because my nature was not changed. I worshiped God. I was shouting, but I didn't have a nature change. So the filthiness of the world was still in me. And I had to come to understand I need to be born again. For real. And you know, it didn't happen until I got desperate enough to come to God and say, God, I'm tired of playing games with you. I had to cut back Jericho, and I'm going to tell you something. And I ain't saying it to be funny. There's some things you can hold on to for so long that to get rid of it is almost a pain in your body. When something has carried you and you looked a certain way with it for so long, you just have a problem getting rid of that. That thing has become part of your nature. That's why we need a nature change. Because we're holding on to something that is kind of... Lord, that might help me to say this, Lord. That was a woman. Y'all ignore the image. She had gained so much weight on her couch that she couldn't get off of it, and her skin connected with the fabric and became one with the fabric. That spirit that was on her became part of her. Literally starting to... It just, she was growing and growing on her body. The things we do, they become a part of our nature. And that's why it's so hard. And when you hear the word of God trying to set you free, and if you ain't right in your mind, you'll reject the word of God. I don't believe that. I don't see why I got to. That's that thing, that devil and that nature trying to war against Christ. Warring against the word. But God loves you so much, he said, I'm going to help you get free. I'm going to reveal it to you again. You are my child, and I will set you free from that. Lord, I'm trying. That's why they put on the whole armor of God. Protect that soul. The devil like to put this stuff in our soul. He got 5 gateways to get up in there. Imagine the reasoning, conscience, affection. I want to touch that. Ooh. He come in their areas. And that stuff bond to us. I was bonded. I was really bonded. And I'm saying another testimony. I was bonded to Michael Jackson. And I remember when God set me free, I was really free. I remember a Brother Hall telling me when he was caught up in rap and everything, he told God to give him a hate for it. So he could never like that stuff again. That's where I was with my Michael Jackson and everything like that. But when God delivered me, I said, God, I want to have a desire to even see him. But let me tell you something. Even when God set me free, I would go in the store there, play Michael Jackson. I'd stand there and say, look at him, still dancing. And I'm like, why am I still watching it, though? I hadn't figured it out. I said, why should... And my wife just waiting on me, honey, come on. I'm like, yeah, I'm coming. I'm just trying to see this spirit still on this man. I heard the boy say, that spirit is trying to get back on you. Run away from that stuff. Get away from it. Cut it off. The devil ain't going to stop just because you got a revelation of who you are. He'll keep on trying to break you down. Yes, sir. And there I was. Many, 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 many years later, my sister-in-law, I'll never forget it. I drove up in her yard, and first thing came out of her mouth, she said, Michael Jackson just died. I said, so what? Now, I knew I was delivered then, because normally I would have probably, oh, not Michael. That's my idol. So I said, so what? It was time for him to die. Anytime you make a man of God, God will tear him down. He deserves to come down. I'm not against him as a person. But that image he erected, God had to tear it down. He tore himself down, actually. I'm going to close, because I don't want to get into this other part of this sermon, but God is good. Amen. That's my testimony. You can go free if you want to go free. If you're a child of God, you will go free. Don't let the devil tell you you can't break free. You can break free right here today if you have faith in God. If you're a sin, you got to go free. There ain't a sin or an addiction you can tell me about that God can't break you free from. Amen. I just feel led to say it. You can go free today. But you got to receive the revelation of truth. That's Jesus Christ coming to you. Oh, give God a praise. Amen. Well, Brother Jackie,
I'll stop there because I go in the dream, the vision, and the reality. We might not get out of here. But I just want to encourage you, the bride is awakened by the voice of God in this hour. He's speaking to us. And he has spoken. And this is a beautiful church. If I lived down here, I'd be coming here. Unless God tell me to go start another church, but I wouldn't even want to do it if I come down. There's too much going on right here. I just say, come on, let's just come on over there. I can work with Brother Jackie. I told him before he even thought of becoming a preacher. But if you're a preacher, I'd be right there sitting up under your ministry. Neither one of us knew we'd be doing what we're doing today. But I trusted his spirit because I know he'll listen to God. He's not perfect. But if you come here, you're coming to a good church. Trust God. He's not perfect. He might make some mistakes. Might say some people don't agree with. But I just want to pray for him. But I'm talking to you now.
All right. Amen.
If you've been struggling, have faith in God. The rest of this is too far to go into. I just want to stop there. God has awakened this bride. I just want to leave that thought with you. This bride ain't in a deep sleep no more. Let me just go ahead and read this. Is your life worthy of the gospel? He said, Didn't Jesus say the virgins went out to meet Christ? Some of them fell asleep. The first watch, the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, to the seventh watch. But in the seventh watch, then came forth the sound, behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Yeah.
There was a voice waking them up. Now the voice woke up all the bride, all the way back down to Ephesus.
Yep. Yep.
It called the bride out all the way from Ephesus all the way up.
Yes, sir.
Now we're in the seventh watch. Here he comes again. The bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. That's the voice. Waking up the sleeping virgins. Well, I'm going to put this there. Close. Musicians, you can come. I really mean it. I'm going to cut off here. Amen. And the ones that were sleeping awakened. All the ages back to Pentecost woke up. From the seventh age, the seventh church age, all the way back through woke up. And these that were in this church age, and he's referring over here, are living, they were changed. And they went in. At the very time they went in, the sleeping virgins come and said, we want to buy some of your oil. But they said, we just got enough for ourselves. Go to them that sell it. And while I'm reading, quote, he's just giving the scripture. Brother Brennan is just reading the scripture. And while they were trying to receive this oil, the bridegroom came. There has never been a time in the history of the world, and he named some church just here, I'll just read them, that the Episcopalians, Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, the papers are full. The religious papers are praising God that those sleeping virgins are now trying to receive Pentecost, trying to receive the Holy Ghost. And don't the people realize that it will not happen according to the word of God? Watch, while they were trying to come back, the bridegroom come and took away the bride. He said, well, hold on now, because many churches now preach the Holy Ghost. But see, in order, the Holy Spirit will never, never deny the word. So if the Holy Ghost is in a person, they hear the word, they got to agree because the Spirit and the word is one.
Amen.
You can't make the word lie. If it said they wouldn't receive the true Holy Ghost, then they're experiencing something on their flesh, a baptism on their flesh. But the true Holy Spirit will bring you to the true word of God.
Amen.
I don't care where you are. If that hunger in you, something begin to tell you, I know it's got to be someone preaching all the word of God.
Right.
You won't be satisfied with a partial revelation of God. I don't care how motivating it is. Something in you, that seed of God, that gene of God that he put in you before the foundation of the world, going to begin to lead you. You may run into somebody. You may find one of Brother Jackie's members out there, and they run into somebody and say, man, I've been watching you.
Yeah.
That is predestination starting right there.
Yeah.
I've been watching you. What church you go to? That's it.
Amen.
Now, the only thing to mess that up is your life is not matching God's word. That's the only thing to mess that up.
Amen.
If they say, I was watching you, you saved sometime, but are you sure you? Are you sure you're a Christian? They should never be able to say that to me. I was watching you, and there's something about you that I can't see. I ain't seen in nobody else. And I'm not talking about your dress code either. I'm talking about the content of your character.
Amen.
Oh, she looks so pretty. You take Danny, she looks so pretty. You say wrong thing to her, all of a sudden, fangs grow out of her mouth. Fingernails come out. She got a temper like a wild. I couldn't believe she would act like that. Not as princess. It ain't got nothing to do with the appearance. It's what's in you.
Yeah.
What are you going to say when they say, I've been watching you?
Yeah.
You can just leave them to Jesus. Brother Ransom, just talk to them and give them your testimony.
Amen.
They got to know what's on the inside. The dress code might be an attraction. Some people still believe in holiness dressing. I know we preach that in our church,
that's
and I know
right.
It's preached here.
Right. Amen.
People can see that. A real, real woman knows in her heart what a true holiness standard is. I was growing up with my mother. We'd go to church, and there was a Baptist church. And my mother would tell, hey, she'd see certain women, they shouldn't be dressing like that. She knew about that. We weren't even in the holiness church yet. Oh, they shouldn't be dressing like that. She knew that. And when I went in there, I said, I knew better than that. God began to show me that's not right. I'm telling you, a real woman will know that that's not right.
Amen.
She knows she has a special temple, and she definitely knows how she should have it presented.
Amen.
And so should men.
Amen.
Men too.
That's right.
Yes. They should know how to conduct ourselves, carry ourselves. Amen. Y'all know I'm just a little, I ain't trying to put no doctrine out there. I'm just trying to get you to see that what God says. And let me finish this. I'm going to finish it. But they said, we just got enough for ourselves. Go to them that sell it. And while they were trying to receive all, the bridegroom come. And the prophet said that, you know, they today they think they can just go and get the Holy Ghost like that. But they can't get it like that. Because they don't really know what they're trying to receive. Because they don't have a full revelation of what is the Holy Ghost.
Amen, brother.
So he spoke in tongues. I was there.
Yeah.
I was there among many that spoke in tongues.
Yeah.
Still sleeping around in the church. Not all of them. Backsliding from one month to the next, divorcing on a high, rapid rate. I said, but hold up, man. I received the Holy Ghost in tongues with them. He said, I thought I did. I said, no. You received a sensation on your flesh. Because when the true Holy Spirit comes in, it brings a nature change. It might be gradual. You may have to grow into maturity, but it's going to point you and keep you in the Word of God in obedience. You're the Word of God. You ain't going to recant. You ain't going to, no, that ain't for me. I'm a Baptist.
Oh,
I ain't read anywhere God said he's coming back for a Baptist faith. Are you born again?
Amen.
Well, I'm a New Age believer. God ain't coming back for none of that. He's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. That means he's coming back for a church that can take the fullness of his word and stay straight. No spots, no wrinkles, and clean and pure and straight. Y'all stand on your feet with me. All prophets, all people are bidden to come. God in every age has sent out his light, and it's been rejected. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ages. It's been rejected in every age, but there was always a bride. We call it the bride because of the scripture in Revelation 19. We call it the bride because Jesus typed it as a church. Is that all right? We call it the bride. I don't know why I'm talking to y'all like y'all don't know this, but maybe the Lord having me saying it in case somebody's new here. I don't know. So that's why we say the bride of Christ, all right? And then in closing, and now today is no different from any other day. To reject the day of the visitation when God is making a visit to the church and to the people, receive it then. Don't put it off till next year or the next revival. That's the hour. Today is the day of salvation. And remember, God has never sent a message in any day, but what he vindicated it with the supernatural. Jesus said himself, if I do not the works of my Father, then believe me not. But if I do the works, you believe the works if you can't believe me. And when you see it clearly cut and made manifest, now the time has come. And he says she rejects it. Then she's bored in the ear with an awe. Then she'll never hear it. Now she takes herself to the Confederation of Churches to go right in to take the mark of the beast. This bride is awakened. We know that's not going to happen to a true believer in this hour. But that is the true word of God. God has spared us. He's revealed himself to us. I got a quote here, but I want to start right there. Play something softly for me, musicians. Anything you want. Bring Pastor Jack up here in a moment. But aren't you glad God has opened up our eyes? I didn't finish my thought on that. But I just know God has opened up this Gentile bride's eyes through the voice of his prophets, the message that he sent us right in scripture. And now we can see. We can see Jesus, not a man, not a woman, but sirs, we would see Jesus, and we see Jesus here today in plain view. For those of us who've heard, no, your eyes are open. And if they're not open, I pray
something was said today that helped you just a little bit more. If you're not, but just a little, take you a little farther in God. Let's pray this together. Father God, we thank you for this little audience. I still want to keep them all. I got so much to say, but maybe some other time, Lord, you would bring us together. But Father, if there's seed in the audience, I know there's seeds. I know there's believers already here, but if there's someone there not fully understanding these things, I know the pastor will pick it up and he'll take it on where you want it to go to help his members, those are coming. But I pray, God, there's someone standing there. Nothing was said to hurt or harm anyone, but that your spirit will speak to us expressly the truth. Speak to our hearts. And may we have the heart to receive what the Spirit is saying to the individual churches, for we are the church. And God, is there someone that's just been struggling? I give my prayer for them. They would draw strength from you, the source of life. That they would draw much strength to get them through this age, where it's truly the end time. And God, we didn't touch that part, but may the pastor pick these things up, Lord, as I know he will, and continue to feed the flock, this Gentile bride. It's awakening this hour. We thank you for the voice of that servant. Rise up. Prepare yourselves. Get ready. The bridegroom is coming. The bride has made herself ready right now. The bride is making herself. First, a little girl started out, then come a young lady, then she became engaged. Still not bride yet. Then she becomes bride. Then she becomes wife. His wife has made herself ready. There's a transition there. And God, I pray that this portion of the bride become wife now. She's ready for you when you come, rapture and ready. It's dinner. Not only is she called out to identify as a bride, but ready for her second coming. God, bless the people, we pray and ask in Jesus' name. As Pastor Jack comes to speak, take over the service, Lord. I give you glory and honor. If there's anyone in here that needs Jesus right now, you can receive him today. You're not fully saved. You're not saved. He'll save you. Whatever your need is, let God know. I have the pastor come, and I don't want him to pray over you today. God bless your hearts.
Thank you. Just give the Lord a hand of praise. Thank him for speaking to our hearts. Bless the name of Jesus, the awakening of the bride. We appreciate our precious brother Joseph Underwood. I believe for every predestinated seed here, God spoke to your heart. Amen. And, you know, this is certainly an hour of drought, and we see it all over the land naturally, and I believe it's also the same way spiritually. But God has a place where you can go and be fed. Amen. A songwriter wrote a song that says, if you're willing to steal away from all of the unbelief of this hour. Now, the thing is, you got to be able to steal away. You can't keep going to the same place expecting a different result, right? You can't keep doing the same thing expecting a different result. That's what we identify as insanity. You keep doing the same thing expecting a different result. You got to change something about that thing in order to get a different result. But if you're willing to steal away from all the unbelief of this hour, songwriter said, you can be fed. Amen. You can be fed. You can feed on the secret things of God. Eat of the bread of life for this season. And, you know, as we, Brother Joe was just touching a lot there in that scripture that he was reading there in Isaiah, something that I just kind of stumbled across as well as Romans, and how they gave the book to somebody. A learned man. They thought that this man done been to school. This man done seminary class. He still don't understand these simple things about the scripture. God will send you somewhere where they might not have no schooling, but they got the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is there to reveal the Word of God. Hallelujah. How many just appreciate the Word of God today? Come on, you got to appreciate it more than that. Come on, sing the song. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes.
eyes of my heart. Oh, I want to see you.
Come on, everybody, sing it now.
Say, I want to see you. Oh, sing it now. Open the eyes of my heart.
Go with the hand clap.
Say, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Oh, I want to see you.
Everybody sing it now.
Say, I want to.
Do it again. Open the eyes of my heart.
Everybody say, open the eyes. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Come on. Hey, I want to see you, Jesus.
Bless the name of the Lord.
See you high and lifted up. See you high and lifted up. Shining in the light. Around. As we sing, holy, holy. To see.
This morning, open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
I gotta see you. I really wanna see you, Jesus. Really wanna see you.
Holy, holy. Come on, say it again. Say holy, holy, holy. Hey. Let me see you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. All right, everybody. Come on, musicians. Yeah. Let me see you. Holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart. Say, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Oh, hey, I want to see. Hallelujah. I want to see you. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Open the eyes of my heart, Jesus. Let me see your God. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. I tell you what, these young people are ready to worship. Y'all mind worshiping with the young people just a little bit? All right, y'all come on, put your hands together. Come on, clap those hands.
worship, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. One more time, we worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah.
My God. I'm not done with that just yet. Not yet. I just need to know if everybody know their voice parts. That's all I need to know. I got a part for the sopranos, a part for the tenors, and man, part for the altos. Hey man, how many sopranos know your part? Okay, y'all know y'all part already, right? How about the altos? Y'all already know y'all part? Okay. I'ma try to substitute for the tenors, but tenors, I'ma teach y'all part, and y'all just kind of help me out on this, all right? Okay. Let's take it back. All we're gonna do is Emmanuel. We're gonna break it up in those parts. We're gonna start with the sopranos. We're just gonna break it right on down. Sopranos, come on. Amen. Altos, amen. 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 You will. All right, let's do it again. Let's do it again. Amen. All right, sopranos, come on, give me your part. Amen. Altos. That sounds real good. We got to bring the brothers in now. All right, y'all brothers, y'all follow me. Come on, sopranos, and now toes to your part. Go. Emmanuel. 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 All right, come on, everybody. Come on. Emmanuel. Come on, sopranos, and now toes. Come on. Say it now. Emmanuel, 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 come on, hallelujah, Amen. Come on, do it one more time, everybody, everybody, Emmanuel, say it now. Give God more praise than that. Y'all know he deserves it. Y'all know he deserves it. My God. Y'all be seated just for a little bit. I'm gonna have a word of prayer first. And I'm gonna do this only because we got guests. But I did want to say thank the Lord again for our brother Joseph Underwood. And amen. If you feel like you was in a deep sleep, I believe the word of God came today to wake you up. Amen. And I'm going to tell you now, you know, he was talking about how oftentimes people get into that little sleep like that. And you try to wake them up. You just push on a little bit and they, you know, just kind of lean over, put the snooze button on, and they don't want to get up. When it's a matter of life and death,
your snooze button ain't gonna work right then. We're gonna do everything we can to get you up. We're clapping your ears, sing, off key, do all kind of stuff to try to get you up because it's a matter of life and death. So when the word comes in, it just cuts you a little bit. It's a matter of life and death. We got to get you woke up. It's the awakening of the bride. Bless the name of the Lord. I tell you, we appreciate that today. And I thought the message was perfect for the occasion. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Well, what we got here is before these saints leave to go back to Ocala, we just got a little something for y'all saints from Ocala to eat. Amen. So please, y'all please eat what we got. I hope y'all didn't make too many plans, but we wanted to feed you before you left to get back on the road. Amen. And we just appreciate all you all did this weekend for us. Our hearts are blessed. Amen. And I forgot to mention earlier, thank God for Sister Pam. Amen. Sister Pam Underwood. Praise the Lord. Brother Joe's precious wife. He was so nervous last night. I know he was nervous. He said, I want to thank God for my wife, Sister Pam Wesco. I said, Wesco, no Underwood. But that's all right. Amen. But we and you had to be here to catch it. Brother David didn't know what he said. We going to the party. You know the King girls. Michelle King. All of us just bust out laughing. Said, what this brother? He did not know there was a Michelle King in the midst. He didn't know that. But I tell you what, these are moments that are created that, you know, for years down the line, if the Lord tarried, we'll be talking about them, fellowshipping around it. So we just thank God for it, and we just appreciate all that you all did, the sacrifice to come. You blessed our hearts, amen, this weekend. And I pray we'd be able to put something together for New Year's. Y'all keep that in mind. Y'all try to get something else together for New Year's. And let's just worship the Lord together. Amen. We look forward to that. We look forward to that. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to say a word of prayer. And I want to be accused of trying to hold people in church. I don't want to be accused of that. But I did get a request, amen, for us to sing a song before the group from Ocala left, and we're going to do that, amen, just because they requested it. But we want to allow those that want to leave, we want to give you opportunity to leave, amen. So let's just pray. Father God, we thank you for all that has happened here in this place today. We have been blessed, amen, by your presence. Lord, we know we heard your voice speak to us. Lord, through your servant, Brother Underwood, God just getting himself out of the way and just bringing the word of God. He didn't know who would be here today, but you knew. And you knew the right voice that would speak to the people today, Lord. And I just believe that something, Lord, clicked on the inside. Some light was shined down into those hidden dark places. And God, we just appreciate you for speaking to us. And Lord, I pray that you settle somebody's spirit, that your voice would thunder, Lord, from heaven into their hearts. Lord, that they would know that it was you speaking. Thunder is the voice of God speaking to the people. Amen, Lord. So let it thunder in their hearts. Oh, God. Amen. And Lord, the scripture tells us when it thundered there in the book of John, some didn't understand what was being said. But Lord, others caught it. Those that were elected, Lord, they caught what was being said. So, Lord, today, maybe some will be blind, but those that have their eyes come open, God, may they walk in the light. Amen. The beautiful light, Lord. May they come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, you are the light of the world. Lord, we ask that you just continue to bless, Lord, the ministry there in Ocala. Lord, bless the church. May you meet every need that they would have, oh God. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you bless, Lord, all the saints that came down. Restore back to them, amen, all that they put out, Lord. And those that were left behind, amen, bless them just as well. And Father, we just trust that you be glorified and magnified in all our coming togethers. Amen. We appreciate all you did this weekend. We leave strengthened. We leave encouraged. We leave renewed by your power and by your might. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I need my choir. Amen. I need y'all to come. They want us to sing what we sang last night. Huh? Oh, my choir. I'm sorry, brothers. I can do a little bit of it. Where are my young people? They can be my choir. Yeah, y'all be my choir. Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. That's what happens sometimes. You know, the choir also try to help serve food and everything. Yeah, that's all right. Service all the way around. But we thank God for you all. Make sure we take this one here too. Amen. Now, Sister Burrs and Sister Cobb and Sister Michelle, y'all can come on and help the young people out, man. Y'all got to show them how it's done. We're going to do our going up yonder. Amen. All right, Brother Anson, God bless you. So good to see you and your precious wife. Amen. And family, good to have you all in fellowship with us on today. Amen. This is our Brother Smiley lookalike. Amen. He walk into different places and say, hey, God bless you, Brother Smiley. I'm not Brother Smiley. I'm Brother Anson. I'm Brother Anson. So, amen. Let's praise the Lord here. All right. Now, anybody that want to leave, you're welcome to now. I prayed the dismissing prayer. I'm not holding you now. It's on you now. Amen. But we're just going to do this. Amen. We're dedicated to the Family of God Tabernacle. Amen.
If anybody asks you where I'm going,
glory, glory. My God. Y'all ready to leave? Are y'all ready to leave? I know y'all ready to leave. Ain't nobody going nowhere. Nobody gonna exit. Okay, one more. One more.
Just one more. I'ma let y'all leave. Now, y'all, we do this on concert nights. Yeah. Y'all turn a church service into whatever y'all want it to be. And you know what? I'ma tell you something. Amen. But whatever, you turn it into whatever you want it to be, and that's okay, because after the word of God goes forth, you're free to worship then. You're free to worship. You're free to worship. Amen. So we're just going to do a little bit of this. Amen. And then I'm going to try to get y'all out of here. Amen.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Oh,
together for Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the living word. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let the brothers come. Let the brothers come. Please dismiss the saints. Amen. God richly bless you. Spirit of Truth Tabernacle, we will be here Wednesday night, but we will not be in service on Friday night. We will not be in service here on Friday night, so please keep that in mind. God richly bless you. Amen.